From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Tuesday offered to engage in direct talks with North Korea without precondition, an apparent departure from the previous policy of talks following denuclearization.
We've said from the diplomatic side, we're ready to talk anytime North Korea would like to talk. And we're ready to have the first meeting without precondition. Let's just meet. We can talk about the weather if you want. We can talk about whether it's going to be a square table or a round table if that's what you're excited about. But can we at least sit down and see each other face to face?
But Tillerson said there would first have to be a period of quiet without nuclear and missile testing. Stephen Norper, senior director of the New York-based Korea Society, called the statement long overdue and a step toward resolving tensions.
North Korea has held off on some of its testing up until the November 29th test. There had been almost a 75-day hiatus, and so Washington is signaling that it wants to see a similar type of pause in missile and nuclear activity to show seriousness to get to the table to negotiate.
Meanwhile, UN Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman, who met with senior North Korean officials last week, said they did not offer any commitment to talk, but left, in his words, the door ajar. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini acknowledged Tuesday Europe should have acted sooner to deal with a migrant crisis in Libya. But she told the European Parliament in Strasbourg Tuesday progress is being made.
Thanks to our work, to the work of the European Union, we have assisted over 15,000 migrants that now have been able not only to go home, but to start a new life.
She said the EU plans to empty Libya's detention centers in the next few months following video footage that showed some migrants being sold into slavery. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron delivered a bleak assessment Tuesday on the global effort to fight climate change in remarks to more than 200 global investors and 50 world leaders in Paris, saying the effort is being lost. The French leader warned many of the leaders attending the meeting Tuesday will not be there over the coming decades. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was also present and said it's time to move on from fossil fuels.
I have heard it said that the Stone Age did not end because we ran out of stones. We don't have to wait to run out of coal and oil to end the age of fossil fuels. We need to invest in the future, not the past.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, referring to the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, announced the bank would stop financing oil and gas exploration and extraction after 2019. U.S. federal prosecutors announced terrorism charges against suspect Ukayad Ullah Tuesday, a day after the 27-year-old Bangladeshi immigrant allegedly detonated a pipe bomb in a New York City subway tunnel in what authorities say was an attack inspired by Islamic State. Jun Kim is acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
The complaint filed this morning charges Ullah with 5 counts of federal crimes.
Those charges include bombing a public place and using a weapon of mass destruction, providing material support to the IS, destruction of property by means of an explosive, and using a destructive device in furtherance of a crime of violence. The worst of Southern California's fires is creeping ever closer to the hillside community of Montecito. Frank Palmieri is a Santa Barbara County resident.
It's pretty devastating. I've lived here for 25 years, been through quite a few fires. This one, I think, has surpassed all of those other experiences in terms of the devastation and the impact it's had on the area.
The Thomas Fire, which broke out December 4, has already destroyed hundreds of homes and blackened nearly 1,000 square kilometers of land. It's classified as California's fifth largest blaze ever. Poland's new prime minister, Mateusz Morawiecki, promised to maintain the government's right-of-center Law and Justice Party's commitment to social welfare, but also had a message for the European Union. Don't try to fit Poland and the European puzzle incorrectly. He said that will destroy both the puzzle and the peace. The EU has been critical of the government's judicial reforms and resistance to accept migrants. The 29-member Atlantic Alliance NATO Tuesday extended Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg's tenure for 2 years until late 2020, giving the 58-year-old former Norwegian prime minister a rare 6-year mandate. In the southern U.S. state of Alabama, Democrat Doug Jones upset Republican Roy Moore in an off-year Senate election to fill the seat of now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.